As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hey, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Big time cleanups needed at your house because of some disaster or something. Then you need Paul Davis Restoration, emergency services, and good people. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. And make sure when you speak to the people at Paul Davis, you say, Paul, love it. Paul, love it.
There's a lady that the things she was scared to admit on our Facebook page we talked about yesterday. She said she hates to admit that she now, when she looks at her Facebook page when it opens, I think her name is Amanda. And she says, she just says, Amanda, love it. Amanda, love it.
Amanda, love
it. Mm-hmm. She do. She do. I saw this thing. You know the DJ, Steve Aoki?
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah. Big Vegas DJ.
Yeah. Wealthy beyond belief for being a DJ.
Yeah.
He is the heir to the Benihana restaurant franchise.
As if he wasn't successful enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Ace. When you have the luxury of knowing that you are not going to ever have to starve because you're trying to make it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the extra time that it takes to become something like a famous DJ.
It's true.
You can invest money in the equipment. Mm-hmm. You can learn. Not saying he's not good. He's not talented, because he is. But there are a lot of people who are talented DJs that have to scrimp and save and that will never have the opportunity because of the luxuries that he had that he didn't have to worry about when he was starting off. He didn't have to just DJ when he got a weekend off from working down to the factory or something. He could always chase his dream because he knew that he had a lot of money that he could fall back on no matter what.
And it doesn't mean he didn't work hard or he didn't practice or anything. And you know what that's called? That's called life. Some people have those advantages. Some people don't. It just works out that way.
It's
the way you do.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. His family put in the time and invested and took the risks and all of that to build one of the most famous restaurant chains in the world, in the history of the world.
Probably.
Benihana.
Yeah, I've never been to a Benihana.
I haven't either. I always thought, well, that was when I was a kid and it would come up on TV in the movies. It was one of the things my older brother just told me was for Yankees.
It's hibachi.
Hibachi, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always thought it was more West Coast anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know why I thought that. Benihana always seemed like it was a West Coast thing.
I've never even seen one.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve Aoki does this crazy thing at the end of all of his shows. It's called a cake toss. Like at the end of the night, and he doesn't go on until like 5 a.m, you know, he's one of these Vegas DJs. But at the end of his set, he comes out with a sheet cake, like a birthday cake you'd buy at Walmart. And then he throws it in the crowd at people and it just hits him and it explodes. I'd be so pissed after a night of drinking.
Yeah.
And to just get hit in the face with a sheet cake.
But they love it.
They love it.
Yeah,
they eat it up.
Drugged out club going, you know, DJ EDM show watching, you know, fiends.
Yeah.
They love it.
There was even a guy in a wheelchair one time at the show, and he was so desperate for Steve to throw the cake at him. So they lifted him up in the wheelchair, like in the crowd, I think. And like they threw the cake like right at his face. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, you got to go watch Steve Aoki's cake toss.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's something that he's always wanted to do, just like toss cakes at people. Now he gets to do it because he's famous and people just will eat it up. They're literally.
I've always wanted to do this, but I bet if we put it in the show, people would go crazy for it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I'd be so upset. Now I got cake all over. Yeah. And I got to walk. You know, Vegas, you got to walk everywhere. And you got to go through malls and stuff just to get your hotel.
Yeah. I hate it when they throw water on you somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, they just start throwing water. I was like, ugh, I don't want that.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's only worth about $95
million. Yeah. Man, like without Benihana?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says his net worth is estimated to be $95 million. He also started the Steve Aoki Charitable Fund, which raises money for global humanitarian relief organizations.
Wow.
So he seems like a good dude.
Yeah. I'd prefer he focus more of his money on America than the world, but whatever. Hey, it's his money.
Who's considered to be better, Calvin Harris or Steve Aoki?
Better? I mean, I'm not a good judge of that. Calvin Harris probably had more pop hits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's had more radio stuff.
Yeah, but Steve Aoki, I think, has probably been around longer.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Best DJ in the world. Top 15 DJs in the world right now. I don't see Steve Aoki's name on the list.
What about that other one? That
Diplo?
Diplo, yeah. I like Diplo.
Mm-hmm. Diplo's on the top 15.
To the whistle blow.
This says... top 15 of all time: Deadmau5, Diplo, Zedd, DJ Snake, Alan Walker, Skrillex, Marshmello, Hardwell, Tiesto, Calvin Harris, David Guetta, Armin van Buuren, Dimitri Vegas, and Like Mike, and Martin Garrix.
Get low to the whistle go.
No Avicii on there? No.
Avicii didn't make the list.
Oh, man.
He did.
I remember that one time when I took a pill in Ibiza because... Avicii would think I was cool.
Yeah.
I did not like that experience.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
Because I had taken that same pill in Las Vegas, and it didn't do anything to me. But when I take the son of a bitch in Ibiza, it just gives me all kinds of outer body experiences and things.
What kind of outer body experiences?
Like I was looking down on myself.
Oh.
And not in a way that I normally do, you know, like with disgust. Like I was literally looking down on myself from in the lights.
I was like a drone just hovering over myself as I walked, following along, filming.
There was five of my heads.
Five of my heads.
Mm-hmm. I ain't been back to Ibiza since then. I used to love going. When I was a kid,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Ibiza all the damn time.
Right.
I took that one damn pill that just, see, that just learn you. Don't try to look cool for Avicii.
No, definitely not.
And he's no longer with us on this earth, is he, Avicii?
No, he's not.
Mm-mm.
Killed himself.
Yeah. Blessed.
You know, Alexis took a couple pills yesterday and ended up giving her... explosive diarrhea. Sorry, I don't mean to call you out like that.
Why you put my business out
there? You told me that. It's so
crazy. You just want everybody else to relate to you.
No, I just thought it was interesting, though, because we've had this experience before, like where a girl comes on the show and we're all like just all like goo-goo-eyed over them. We're like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's adorable and she's funny. And like I had this exact same experience with Alexis. She's so sweet. She's cute and she's funny. And we love her. And then, sure enough, in a couple of months, you end up hearing a story like, I had diarrhea all night. And then that facade comes to that wall comes down and you go, oh, yeah, you're just like, you got diarrhea. You're just a normal girl.
And then you say things like, I couldn't sleep because I was on the toilet all night.
Yeah.
You know, that's gross.
I mean, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. It is true.
I don't poop, though. I only have diarrhea. So...
Girls don't poop.
Girls don't poop.
But they do have explosive diarrhea sometimes.
It's way worse.
Yeah, you remember how disappointed you were when Lindsay that was on the show was showing where she had scratched the wart off of her finger and then was talking about her bunions and stuff.
She had bunions and stuff. Yeah, it was so gross.
Girls Riggins, are gross.
Riggins was heartbroken.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're just gross like everybody else. But that's the trap we fall into. You're just like, you're an angel on this earth. And then you find out that angel was up all night with diarrhea.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, angels have diarrhea as well.
Got to lure you in first.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
And now I'm going to talk about my diarrhea.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, angels have diarrhea as well.
Yeah.
Whatever. But would you rather hear a non-attractive girl talk about explosive diarrhea or an attractive girl talk about explosive diarrhea?
It's a good question. I'm glad you asked that.
Probably unattractive.
Yeah, unattractive. Because girls don't poop, right? Mm-hmm. You know? That's what we like. We like to think you're just like these little porcelain dolls. And now you've got, poop. You know, and pooping.
You got what?
You can't go to sleep because you're on the toilet all night.
Yeah.
A lot of women, though, that have trouble with that, if they hear of somebody else having the diarrhea, they get jealous.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I wish that would happen to me. Because many women walk around all bound up and stuff.
Yeah, what is that? Why is that?
It's the worst.
Can you imagine going like 5 days without pooping, Rick?
Or having
5 days?
Yeah, some women will go a long time. Yeah, they be hurting. That's why all of those laxative commercials and everything are geared toward women.
Yeah.
Or having goat pebbles for poop. Like little tiny goat pebbles.
Goat pebbles?
What? Yeah. What the?
That's what women go through.
Dial that back a little bit. Damn.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a problem.
But it wasn't a problem for you last night. It was just...
Well, yeah, it was a different type of problem.
Yeah, she was eating funky.
Oh, God, you should have seen all the... She and Rob came back to the... We were at a golf tournament, and they were out riding around on the golf course in the cart. And they came riding back up to where I was at the clubhouse area. And it looked like two kids running to show me how much candy they got while they were trick-or-treating.
Well, I
it was like, I got this. Look at these. I got these chicken tenders. I got donuts. I got this. I got that.
Look at all the free food we got, Dad. Look at all the free food they gave us out there.
Good.
It took me a second to get back because I had to throw away all the stuff in the cart. There was so much trash. Oh.
We had a lot.
Yeah. Riggins, every year of that golf tournament, you and I have cruised around on the golf cart through the golf course.
Sure.
How many times have we used it as a mobile smorgasbord?
Zero.
Not enough.
We go and talk to all the sponsors. We stop it all, make sure we say, glad hand, do the whole spiel. But we never, take the food.
We made sure to tell every single one of them how much we loved it.
And they were so happy about how excited we were when we were showing up. Sure. They loved it.
Yeah. Pinkies waved at us every time we drove by.
And we only went by once. We thought about going twice.
Did y'all stop multiple times at the same booth?
We wanted to, but we didn't. I even thought about going back to get the other burger because I didn't try it.
Because at the Pinkies booth, you had to make a decision. Do you want this one or that one? Yeah.
And I didn't do that, so.
The only reason you didn't do it is because you didn't know how to get back to that hole that they were at.
No.
It is confusing. I mean, we've done it 10 years, and every time we're like, I don't know, you go left here? I have no idea. talking trash.
But did you give Ace his case of that drink stuff that the guy gave you that was trying to impress you?
I forgot it.
What's this?
I know.
What is that stuff called? I have some the powdered stuff in my pantry that my little friend Jenny gave me. I think she uses it to help with hangovers.
The electrolyte?
The hydro something.
Hydro something.
It's a biofuel?
Yeah, this guy gave me a case because he said that you liked the peach mango.
I did. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. He gave me a case and I forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
But she walks over and hands it to me. Said, here, the guy said that you like this. I said, I ain't been over there.
He said
TJ likes this flavor and all that. I said, well, Ace must have been over there. They got us confused. But that guy was flirting with Alexis.
He was not flirting with me.
He figured he was.
Absolutely.
He's friends with a guy that I had hung out with before.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to flirt with me.
Word's gotten around.
Stop right now.
He might as well come out and say, my buddy said you were good.
Get out of here. His buddy did FaceTime me yesterday. The guy that I used to talk to.
Yeah.
Did you FaceTime with him?
I answered and I said hello. He's like, you met my friend?
Mm-hmm. What was his friend's name?
Thanks.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know if that's his real name.
That's Regan's nephew's name.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just moved back here from China.
Who? Why you saying that guy did?
Yeah, he did.
Mm, oh, he's worldly then.
Oh, my God. Gulliver travels up in the air.
You mean he just moved back from where were you living in China? A little town called P.F. Chang's. You heard of that? It's on one of the provinces. But yeah, yeah, you know, I'm worldly.
Mm-hmm. I was in China.
Hello? Wuhan? You ever heard of Wuhan? It's famous. Mm-hmm. That's where I've been living.
Ew.
Wuhan, China.
So, whatever.
So you just left that case of stuff sitting there behind the green kids' table?
I feel so bad because they were so excited to give it to us. The girl was like, yeah, TJ loved this flavor.
When you say left it, you mean you left it there, not at home.
No, yeah, right. I left it there.
So I can't even get it now.
That was a whole case?
It was a case.
The whole case.
Of the peach mango or whatever flavor you tried that you told them you liked.
I did enjoy that.
You got to check with the green kids people. Maybe they have it.
It's a lot of work.
I'll see them tomorrow, but man.
Yeah. They said they wanted to drop some off at the studio, too.
But what was odd, though, Ace, is that I stood in that same spot there at the Green Kids tent at the clubhouse the whole time. And those people, like that guy that was flirting with her, was right across the way over there and had even come over to the Green Kids tent to tell us, you know, something here and there.
Or, right.
You know, just talk to us, get, you know, introduce himself and all that. But he never took the time to bring a case of that over and say, give this to, well, he thought you were TJ, but meaning you. He never said, give this to the other guy with the show. He tasted it. He loved it. Until Alexis made her way back over there. And then that was when he decided, you know what? I need to give her a case of this drink.
Yeah.
Interesting. To give to the other fella.
Maybe it's because you didn't have a very welcoming vibe and he didn't feel like he could talk to you.
Maybe.
Well, that could be true.
Except for the fact that I had been conversing with him several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a nice person.
And he had a chance to make a move.
Converse is actually the word. It's so, you know, I'm sure you say conversate, but it's not.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Don't deflect. Don't deflect.
Yeah.
You forgot the case.
Uh-huh.
Ace and TJ 5G. A part of the Ace and TJ family. More Share Funny in 2 minutes from the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
I saw a thing today that, let's see. In the movie The Godfather, James Caan improvised when he said it wasn't in the script for him to say bada bing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He just made that up, made that sound up, made that whole thing. Bada bing.
Bada bing.
But it became a catchphrase in the movie. So regular people started saying it, but the mobsters loved it and they started saying it. So they say it for real, but they never said it until they heard it in the movie The Godfather.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so they picked it up, and then now they it's stuck all these years. Bada-bing. Yeah.
They even put it was the name of the strip club in the Sopranos.
Yeah.
Bada-bing.
Right. Then they also extended it to bada-boom, bada-bing. Bada-boom, bada-bing. Bada-bing.
Bada-boom, bada-bing.
You're a snake. Bada-bing.
He's so good in Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Who's not good at The Godfather?
Yeah.
They're all good at The Godfather. Yeah.
But when you think about things that are trends, and it's so hard to predict what trend is going to stick forever. Like, there's so, especially with the language, there's so many different slang terms that come in and go out and all of that. Like, is saying something's bomb, is that still a cool thing, or is that kind of gone out?
It's bomb. I don't know.
I would have thought it's kind of out, but
I still say it usually about food.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was bomb. So good. But yeah, it's not as popular as it once was.
So that would be something that somebody who is still considered young, like you are, Riggins and Alexis, you're still considered young, but it is out. It was something that was huge when you were younger.
Yeah.
And you hang on to it.
Yeah.
Whereas the Gen Zers that are so judgmental of you millennials, and they are, they bully y'all.
Yeah, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think is right, because you're not supposed to bully the elderly.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a rite of passage.
Be kind to your elders.
I think it's a rite of passage.
To get to determine what's cool and what's not.
Absolutely. I always say, listen to the kids. Like, sure. Listen to the kids. They'll tell you what's popular. But I also think it's part of the fun is that you get to bully people that are older than you for being out of touch. It's just the way the world works.
Always and I don't has, think there's anything, always will.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really the way it's always worked. Because it used to be, you know, where the younger people, if they started talking crap about old people, then somebody would snatch them into shape and go, hey, you respect your elders and all of that. Now they don't do that because the parents are screwed up. And like I said, our old people today, so many of them are not worth respecting.
That's true. Because
they were the hippie generation and they just messed up our culture like nobody's business. Oh.
Somebody used an interesting term yesterday on our Facebook page. They said, I can't stand the crunchy moms. And I'd never heard that phrase before, but their moms described as neo hippies, like the young mom now that doesn't believe in traditional mainstream, like baby products is all about kind
like
of
the granola mom.
Yeah. Kind of like I use like paraben free baby wash and, you know, BPA free, you know, liners and cans and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, that's Gwen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a crunchy mom.
Gwen that used to work with us.
Mm-hmm. Is it crunchy because granola bars are crunchy?
I guess so. I think that's,
that's where it comes from.
The play on it.
Yeah.
Like the neo hippie.
That's funny.
You know, Gwen won't eat anything out of a can.
Right.
What?
Mm-mm. She has every green beans and stuff, corn, that comes out of a pouch that she gets at the, you know, Whole Foods or Earth Fair or any of that, you know, liberal shit.
Yeah, because BPA.
Yeah, because I mean, you got to agree with that. Because I mean, before they realized it, there were people dropping like flies.
Yeah,
just dropping dead on the sidewalks, piling up bodies.
It was an epidemic
from eating canned vegetables and stuff.
That's so sad. It's not funny. People died, Alexis.
Yeah. People died, Alexis.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a pandemic, the canned vegetable pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it went forever before somebody came along and realized that's what was killing everybody.
We hardly ate.
The cans.
You're crazy.
I don't know what took so long to connect the dots on that bullshit.
Wow. But thankfully, Gwen figured it all out.
Oh, my God, Ace. Yesterday, all right, if you didn't listen to our show back when Gwen was on the show, she's we love her. We love her. But she's different than we are. She'll quickly tell you without any type of buffer or without any type of disclaimer or anything. She's just straightforward. Says what's on her mind, and you either like it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, she will ask you for anything she wants because she lives by the philosophy of, well, I mean, all they can do is say no, and you can't get stuff unless you ask. So,
true.
Yesterday, Riggins saw Gwen because she's on the Green Kids Board of Directors.
Yeah.
He goes up and he says, Gwen, I was thinking about you the other day. I almost called you. I don't know if I can I say that? Because it's going to tell off some of your business.
Yes, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll leave the specific thing.
Yeah.
because I was having a little bit of trouble with this area, you know, that I've got, I'm dealing with.
Right.
And I know, I'm trying to think, who do I know that has probably dealt with the same type of thing that can advise me on how to handle it? And he said, and I thought, surely Gwen has. And he was telling what the situation is. And then she just blurts out before he can even say anything. No, I mean, I would just say, look, I hired you to do a job. And if you don't want to do it anymore, that's fine. Just let me know so I can find somebody else who does. But you're not meeting the expectations that I hired you for at this point. So if you don't want to do it anymore, no hard feelings. I just need to know. And he goes, and that's why I decided not to call you, because there's no way I could ever say that to somebody.
It was the exact right answer, and yeah, it was exactly why I thought Gwen would be the person to talk to, and she had the right answer, but I cannot deliver it in the tone.
Not many people could.
I don't think so.
Who are nice. Yeah. If you're nice people.
It wouldn't even have to be delivered in a harsh tone. She's right, though.
Yeah, but her tone was harsh.
Yeah.
And so everybody standing there at the same time said, oh, there's no way Riggins would say that.
No. And that's why I ended up not calling her, because I just knew whatever her answer was going to be, I would not be able to do it like her. Yeah, she's just very blunt.
She would have called them for you.
She probably would.
Mm-hmm. She would have reveled in that.
Yeah, if you'd have paid her, she'd have taken care of it.
You would have had to pay her, though.
You would have had to pay her.
I'm surprised she didn't charge you for that little bit of advice she would have given you just by going through the lines there.
No? Yeah. Just take me to Whole Foods and it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call it
no cans.
No cans. She does. She shops at all those dumb stores. I just love it. Wacky.
But here's the thing. She is in incredible physical condition, especially for a woman her age that's had three kids, like doorsteps, just boom, spitting one out after the other.
Like doorsteps.
Yeah, they just boom, boom, boom. You look at them standing beside each other, and it just goes,
It's like 7, 6, 5.
So even though we know all that stuff that she says is a bunch of bullshit, and that's not why she's in such good shape, that she could eat differently and still be in that kind of shape, she's always got that to fall back on. Well, I mean, look at you and look at me.
Exactly. Like, shit.
Which is something she would say.
Yeah.
She'd say, well, that's bullshit, Gwen. She'd be like, well, look at you and look at me.
Yeah. She's right.
Mm.
That sucks when that happens.
Yeah, I know.
It really
know.
Sucks when they turn out to be right.
God, I wish she would get fat.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
This is the Share Funny Podcast, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about families squabbling with each other in quarrels and whatnot. Not going to be able to come together for Thanksgiving, Skanksgiving, or Spanksgiving. Any of them.
Yes. The sexiest holiday of them all.
That's
Spanksgiving.
Right.
Spanksgiving.
My God.
Grow up.
My sister-in-law, not my brother's wife, but Jody's sister, she's kind of, I don't know whether she's put out with me or what. I don't like the saying butt hurt. I don't know where that came from and what kind of sense it makes when somebody has their feelings hurt to say that their butt hurt. I have no idea. That's dumb. But anyway, I think she's butt hurt because when I was there over the weekend, their mama, my mother-in-law, with her actions, let it be known how thrilled she was that I was there and how much she loves me and all. And so my sister-in-law gets jealous.
Sure.
And her husband gets, Chuck, gets way jealous.
Yeah.
Because when we were out at Christy and Chuck's house for dinner, and when Jody's parents left to go home, they both come over and, you know, big hugs for me. It was good seeing you, which... I mean, we hug all the time, the both of them.
But they weren't going to see you anymore because you were flying out the next morning. You were staying with your brother. Okay.
Right. And so they left, and my brother-in-law says, well, y'all see that? Karen don't never hug me, not for nothing. But, really? Man, she'll grab on to Richie and just squeeze him to death.
Really?
And he just said that out loud to everybody?
Yeah.
He was in his feelings.
They were gone, though.
Yeah.
He was in his feelings. You're right. And then my sister-in-law was all in her feelings. She had already... I was on the plane. And, of course, she had already been on the phone with my wife telling her how ridiculous it is, how mom goes so overboard when Richie's around. That's my real name, is Richie. So, you know, she had... she knows I like her homemade sloppy joes, and she had that ready for me Thursday night when I got, because she knew I was going to be hungry because I'd been flying through dinner time and all of that.
Did they hug and anybody else when they left?
Maybe the little grandchildren, probably.
But no other adults got a hug except for you.
Right.
Okay.
Why do they like you so much?
They just do. And so we were going over to Christy's house for dinner. Chuck had cooked dinner for us, and he's a good cook. And he had prepared shrimp and grits. Now, he and Christy, mainly Christy, they're not the type of hosts that, say, for example, Jody and I are. Or like my mother-in-law is when somebody comes over to their house, for example. Jody would and does always make sure that there's a platter out with, if we're doing chips and dips, it's a chip and dip platter. The chips are around the outside and the dip is in the middle, like say some sort of a big, you know, Pampered Chef type dish or something like that. If there is a, you know, a cracker product with cheese and all, that's all sliced up, and she makes her own charcuterie boards and all of that. Christy puts a box of Wheat Thins and a box of Triscuits on the counter and opens up a thing of spinach dip she bought at Walmart, which was fine. It was delicious.
Right.
But it just shows the difference. And I mean, I enjoyed it and I didn't think anything negative about it. I'm just saying the difference in the way that they look at things. And Christy would tell you in a hurry that she thinks Jody is just ridiculous with all of that stuff. Yeah. And it's just as good to eat it right out of the container as to put it on a thing, which is true. So I didn't know this until I got home and my wife told me that Christy, her sister, had already told her the story. But when my mother-in-law came over for dinner, she brought a pan of brownies with her. But I didn't know exactly how that all transpired. But evidently, my mother-in-law was talking to Christy about, you know, what they were serving for dinner and all of that. And she told her. And then she said, my mother-in-law goes, well, you know, Richie really likes to have something sweet after he eats.
Oh.
And she said, are you making a dessert? And she goes, well, I know he does, but no, I'm not making a dessert. She goes, well, I mean, he really likes, she goes, well, then, Mom, why don't you make him something then if you want him to have a dessert?
And she did.
And she comes over with brownies, which happens to be top of my list on desserts. And she was telling Jody, can you believe how ridiculous Mom is when it comes to Richie?
Yeah. Yeah, that was not going to go over well.
So
yeah,
she comes in with brownies and Christy's like, I'm thinking, oh my God, she really did. Now, if you're the host of a dinner party like that, you would provide some, that would make sure that there was a dessert there of some sort. You would either, you know, even if she went and bought it at a store, or if she made something, or she had already arranged to have my mother-in-law bring a dessert. Like, what can we bring? Well, would you bring a dessert? But she was defiant against a dessert because I would have enjoyed it. She's just like her damn sister. She's just like her damn sister. If he would love it, then no. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
You're all good until that last part.
Does it make a difference because it's you as opposed to being a dinner party? Like, oh, it's just Mom and Dad and TJ and his brother coming over.
Oh, well, you meaning like, if it were somebody else, that Christy would have been more like, fancy with it and all. If they had
friends coming over, would she have approached the dessert differently? I was like, I'm not doing that. It's just Richie and Todd and Mom and Dad. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've known Christy for 20-something years, Ace. Yeah. So
I would go no.
No. No, and she's unapologetic for it, too, and I love it. I love her.
Yeah.
I just hate that she's so bitter toward my relationship with my mother-in-law. That's where the ugliness comes out.
It's so ugly.
Yeah. Yes.
You're so spoiled.
It's so ugly. I hate to see that dark side of someone's heart.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad more than anything else.
It's a bad look sad. Is what it is.
Did you rub it in at all or anything? Like,
oh, no. No.
Right. Your mom loves me more than you.
I love these brownies.
These brownies.
Thank you, Mom. I love these
brownies that she made for me. Yeah.
Thank you, Mom. Love you.
Special May Sloppy Joes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would irritate the shit out of me.
Yeah, and then her husband doesn't get a hug, but you get all the hugs.
And when we're leaving, when, you know, like they've been here to visit or we've been there to visit and we're leaving to go home, both of them always, as they're hugging me, tell me they love me.
Stop.
Well, that's what they're supposed to.
What'd you do to them for them to like you so much?
I've provided their daughter with a royal life.
That's exactly right.
A life of royalty. And...
all true.
Yeah. I'm a billionaire to their daughter.
He's just giving her the world.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was able to do the things for her that they could never afford to do. No, I'm kidding about that. But it's because I'm sweet.
I mean, yeah, but if you were getting hugs and my husband wasn't getting hugs, I would also be in my feelings about that. Like, why are y'all hugging
your
him?
Your feelings about everything.
That's you.
For somebody who's so street tough, you just stay in your feelings.
Yeah, right.
You would be upset about your husband not getting hugs?
Well, I would wonder why is he not getting hugs, but this one is getting hugs.
Would you wonder why you're not getting hugs either? Because they didn't even hug their daughter when they left.
I mean, but
I've been in the family way longer than her husband has been in the family.
Like how much longer?
Probably 15 years, because that's her second husband, is his third wife.
I kind of get that now, I guess.
Right. So, it's been in the family a lot more years for them to be able to absorb my sweetness.
That's
your
true.
Sweetness.
My sweetness.
Get out of here.
My sweetness is their weakness.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it bother you so much?
It doesn't bother me so much.
Oh,
it doesn't. Sounds like
it's like it does.
Just because. I mean, I can see her point. I'm not saying
point?
I agree with her.
Whose point?
Christy's point. Yeah, like, why are they doing brownies and super special sloppy joes? Like,
she knows why. She's not asking why. She's just saying it's ridiculous that mom is like that about Richie.
They're waiting on you hand and foot.
Hardly.
They're just trying to make his stay a nice stay because they love and care for him. Apparently, more than anyone else in the
more
family.
Than their kid.
Well, more than that one, but not more than Jody.
No. Oh, really? Is that right?
She the favorite.
And is Jody the favorite?
Yeah.
yeah.
Maybe that's why they like you more, because she's the favorite.
Hmm. Maybe. I don't know. It's got to be something.
It couldn't just be that he's a good person and they love him.
That's what she just can't wrap her mind around.
Will not accept the fact that it's just because they think you're awesome.
Am I that much of a piece of shit to you, Alexis? That I don't deserve love from my mother-in-law.
Yeah, she just refuses to accept that you could be that cool.
And again, she goes back to it must be Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is so ugly.
Yeah. But I mean, you know what? I don't, you know, we're not going to be together for Thanksgiving, and I won't see my sister-in-law at Christmas either. So maybe she'll have some time to cool down a little bit.
Before you see her.
Maybe they'll come this summer, visit. And I'll welcome her with open arms, and our appetizers will always be on a plate for her.
But Alexis still will not be giving you any credit for being a great person.
No, no, no.
What is Ace and TJ Plus? Well, it's the Ace and TJ Show. Plus, loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast recorded live, weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. There's more Share Funny coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
So, what is Ace and TJ Plus? It's the Ace and TJ Show, plus loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast, recorded live weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. Now, back to Share Funny.
So, Riggins, you told us about this new thing that they're testing out at the Taco Bell on the menu.
Yeah.
Some kind of concoction that probably end up tasting like every other concoction at Taco Bell. It's like, when are they going to run out of combos of things to put together?
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's called the fajita quesalupa.
And I love the Taco Bell. But you know what? I have I've kind of stopped falling for the new special menu item here or there, because I love the things that I get from Taco Bell so much. It just, you know, it's just kind of, and I don't get to eat Taco Bell as much as I should. So I don't, not as much as I should, but as much as I want. So I don't want to waste a trip to Taco Bell on something that I'm not sure that I'm going to like, or right. It's just okay or whatever. And I'm like, what Rob said earlier is that you get a backup. When you try something new, you get a backup that you know you're going to like in case you don't like the new thing. But I know I would like it well enough to not throw it away. So then I would just end up eating something that I don't like as much as my favorite thing, and then going ahead and eating my favorite thing that I got with it. So I double up.
You eat the new thing and the backup.
Right.
Which Rob said, admitted, that's what he does usually anyway.
I've never not done it.
So. Yeah.
And I'd be all gassy then. Oh, my God. You know, and I would walk around with gas on my stomach.
Rob, did you drink both of your coffees this morning?
Yeah.
So you had a pumpkin spice latte and a French vanilla cappuccino back to back.
That's correct.
Anything feminine?
Right.
No.
Did you also have a green tea with that, shaken?
No, he's going to get a bubble tea after this.
You know what?
Bubble teas are different.
I don't know what that is.
But Nestle has a new product that they're coming out with, a new food item, and it sounds delicious. I mean, when you think of Nestle's, what are you thinking about?
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate
delicious syrup. Treats and all. But Nestle is a full food company.
Yeah.
So this is not a sweet treat, but it sounds delicious nonetheless. A plant-based shrimp alternative.
Ugh.
What? Ew, a plant shrimp?
Plant shrimp?
I don't want that.
Yeah, that's it's called gross. The Garden Gourmet Vrimp is what it's called.
Vrimp?
Like vegetable shrimp. That's just, Vrimp.
That's vegetable shrimp. Ugh.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
A plant, to me, a plant based burger is not like ideal. But when you're trying to make artificial shrimp,
for what? Just leave it alone.
Yeah, we can sustainably harvest shrimp. Cattle, it's different because of a lot of things. I could see the benefit of doing a plant-based burger, but plant-based shrimp just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you got to hear this guy talk about it. This is the one of the engineers, I guess, the food engineers.
Obviously, we spotted the opportunity in the market. You see the consumers are moving there, driven by health concerns, driven by concerns about sustainability, animal welfare, and then, like I said, the social aspect.
What are the health concerns of shrimp?
Yeah. Or the social aspect of a shrimp?
Yeah, because you're killing an animal, those radical, Marxist things. But how in the world would they make it? What are you going to add to it to make it taste fishy?
Seaweed.
Shrimpy.
Yeah, salt.
Some type of seaweed they grind up into it.
Probably.
Just bring me an ice cream sandwich. How about some of that Toll House cookie dough? I mean, that's Nestle. Come on, Nestle.
Like, Nestle, stick to what you know.
Yeah. Vrimp. Artificial shrimp.
A Vrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Sounding like... What's his name? Flu Labor.
It's Vrimp.
What is party pooper? What is this plant-based shrimp? What is Vrimp? It sounds disgusting.
Oh, they also make plant-based milk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be like almond milk and stuff.
When you talk about truth in advertising, if I were up for giving some plant-based burgers at home a try, like I'm going to go, okay. Let's say, for example, they're way cheaper and they're way better for you as far as weight loss and all that, which they're not. They're full of calories and fat and the whole, maybe not fat, but they're full of calories and crap. If you see, I think it's Morningstar.
Yeah.
One of those, there's a commercial where there's a little girl in a food truck and she's selling the plant-based burger. And this African-American gentleman comes up and she offers him to try the plant-based burger. And he's doubtful, And then he takes a bite of it. And she said, I like it. And if kids like it, as he's taking a bite of it. And as soon as it goes in his mouth, he goes, like, that's so delicious, it's making him moan. If they had a true-to-life commercial that had the person eating it and saying, you know what, that's better than I thought it was going to be. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would eat this rather than acting like that it tastes so good it's making you weak in your knees and you're having to make sexual sounds of pleasure while you're eating it.
It's the greatest thing.
Nobody's believing that. That could be somebody's only choice for burgers, and they're not going to think that tastes that good. They're going to it doesn't taste that good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Which it could be.
It could be.
But there's no possible way somebody's eating that and acting like they're enjoying it that much. There's no way.
They're a vegetarian and that's all they eat.
Why must you try to negate everything that I say?
Every single thing.
I have a friend that's a vegetarian and she acts like that.
No, well, she's not being true.
But I thought the point of the commercial was
to
that
get
these
people.
Were not vegetarians. These were people that normally don't eat that tried it. We're like, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
You just can't win with her.
Nor do I even would consider a win a win. Then I'd be like, what am I doing? What am I arguing with her about every little thing?
There's only one solution.
She's got to go.
She's got to go.
Unless
they're a vegetarian.
Well, there are vegetarians who like it that much. And I'm going to say no, there are not vegetarians
must be Jody.
Who like it that much.
Must
oh, yeah.
be Jody.
Mm. Yeah, they've been talking way too much.
Oh, you should have heard them on Friday when Jody was here. Between every, you know, I'm trying to focus on getting this show done. I'm like stressed out of my mind. And they are yip, 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 the entire time.
And I'm like, we got 5 seconds. Come on, wrap it up.
Yip, 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 yip. She gets me.
It would have been that way with any woman sitting in here. No. Two women yeah. sitting in here would have been doing it.
Yeah.
Even if they hate each other, they'd be sitting in here talking nonstop. That's just how they are.
Girl, yeah, girl, mm-hmm. yeah, girl.
Girl.
Girl,
girl, girl, girl,
girl.
God,
girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl,
man.
I don't know how you did that.
I'll stop.
Struggle.
He was very brave.
Because I got to deal with y'all talking all the time and making fun of me and what? Saying stuff. You don't see me complaining.
Oh. No, we do. We see you complaining all
well,
the time.
Well, yeah, at this very second, not all the other times.
Now this lady said the Impossible Burger at Burger King tasted just like a regular burger. I was surprised at how good it tasted. Okay, well, I've had that. I've tasted it, and I disagree.
Really?
It does not taste just like a regular Whopper. The Impossible Whopper doesn't taste just like a regular Whopper. It is surprisingly good as far as taste. But then again, to each their own. Maybe it did to her. Maybe maybe she doesn't yeah. have a sophisticated palate, such as I. You know, where you always take the sophisticated palate straight to Burger King.
I have had a Whopper.
Many.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well,
Now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.